Hi there, it's day number 9. Today, let's talk about food. Some of you have made one of your goals to lose weight, and I don't actually believe in scales and I don't have one. I can tell you how I am by the way I feel. If I'm eating crap, I feel like crap, and I don't need a scale to tell me that. It's funny how we're never happy with what we have in our lives. You know, blondes want to be brunettes and brunettes want to be blondes, and short people want to be taller and tall people want to be shorter. I was definitely one of those. There are people who are thin who want to weigh more, and there are people who want to weigh less. The list goes on and on. But did you ever stop to think that the mission is to embrace what the body that you have and the size that you have that you chose in this lifetime? You came into this lifetime and said, I'm going to pick this body, and this body's natural weight is going to be 180 pounds. But you've spent your whole life trying to be 150 pounds. Who would you be if you weren't continually fighting against what your body naturally chose? We have a problem now in this world with our food, the way our food is raised, how it's made. It's creating sickness in all of us. And it's important to pray over our food to cleanse it from the energy that it has touched before it gets to us. It's important to try and eat whole foods that have one ingredient as much as we can. And I'm not telling you that you need to be perfect. And I'm not telling you that it's not okay to have birthday cake or a treat when you're at a friend's house. But I am telling you that you need to listen to your body. It tells you when it's hungry. It tells you when it's sick. It tells you when it's thirsty. It tells you when it's full. If you're not listening to your body, it's because you're not present and you're not connected enough to your body. This isn't about weight. Nothing is actually about weight. It's about taking your life seriously and about getting healthy. And it's all about balance. Today is the day of being healthy and accountable in your life, not just for the rest of this 50 days, but for the rest of your life. So I want you to make notes today. I want you to write down today where you think you need to be and how you think you need to be in order to create health and wellness in your life. This is an important day, and a day that for me changed my outlook and my view on my health, my wellness, and my body forever.